It's a really exciting time to be in leadership in the Tillich Society as we're setting out on the journey of the complete works of Paul Tillich in English. I think that's an important project, reinvigorating Tillich scholarship in the 21st century. It's an interesting time in the society. There's sort of a generational gap of some older scholars who are at or in some cases beyond retirement, who've really been the stalwarts of the society for decades, and now a new generation of scholars coming in. And what's interesting is there's not a lot in the middle of sort of established scholars, but maybe not preeminent scholars. So there's junior scholars and very, very senior and accomplished folks. So there's a sort of passing of the baton and a changing of the guard going on in the society here in the U.S. And I think that's a good thing. It's an exciting thing. It's opening up new dialogues and vistas that we hadn't seen before. And I'm very excited. We just launched our listserv today. So the Tillich Society in the U.S. has now made it into the 21st century, at least the first decade of the 20th century, and we'll hope to catch up maybe to 2020 by 2020 and with the introduction of some engagement on social media. And I think this is a really exciting time as we're hearing about, especially in the panels we've had this year, hearing about how people have been using Tillich in the classroom and in very diverse forms of scholarship. That's just a really exciting thing to be seeing and to be a part of. A little bit scary to be trying to be in leadership in the midst of all of that. But the good news about the Tillich Society, as Adam and Devin said last night in their keynote address at the Tillich Society, that this is a really wonderful society for nurturing and for cultivating new scholarship and new voices and for being really welcome and open and hospitable. So I'm grateful to having received that from the society and to be able to now pay that forward myself.